Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know, Steve Molesky would know. Look, first of all, I don't know how to handle my own checkbook, much less David Rubenstein's. But what do you think, Steve? Are they waiting to get income and put themselves in the green financially before they start handing out the green?
Well, I think they've made a huge increase year over year in payroll.
Thanks, Joe.
We know that. They allowed, the ownership allowed them to bring in Zach Eflin in that trade, knowing he was getting $18 million this year. They add $15 and $13 million. Some of their highest paid players are currently guys they added in the winter, Sugano and Morton and Eflin from last year. So the payroll has gone up, but the fans seem to be saying, we really want to see the big whopper deal, the $200 million pitcher, the sign, you know, when they finally do, and I think they will, Bob. I can't predict the day, but I think it's coming when they're going to have to sign one of those pitchers to a big deal, or it'll be someone internally who will get the big deal. Now, maybe if you're Gunnar or Adley, you may be too good already, and your people may be saying already, why are you not taking that deal? But Jackson Holliday might, or Jordan Westberg might, or Samuel Basayo even might. I mean, there might be young talent in the organization that would cut one of those Jackson Merrill-type deals. And again, the media is not clued in. The Orioles prefer to keep their business really their business. And Mike Elias won't even answer the question, as you know. When you ask him what's happening with that, he's going to dodge it. He's going to answer the way he feels he needs to answer. They don't want that out. So there could be stuff going on behind the scenes we're not privy to, but the fans are saying, show me. You know, until you do it, you haven't done it.
Nolan McGraw, you're a diehard fan. You're ready for some action to happen here in regards to keeping some of the stud talent long term. I'm not saying, are you buying what anyone's selling? Because as Steve said, they're not really selling anything. They keep it as close to the vest as anyone. But would you like to see them be a little bit more proactive? Like, you know, Moo Man, maybe just keeping him around. I don't know if you're going to give him nine for a buck. What did Merrill get? Nine for 130 or whatever?
135.
Yeah, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, well, the Merrill thing, everyone points to it and says, oh, hey, why can't we do that? I mean, that comes out to $15 million a year. That's, I think Nightingale just said it. That's a bargain for what he just gave you in his rookie season. Feel like he's kind of selling low on himself a little bit. But to me, it's just, be a little bit more realistic here with your free agency, particularly the pitching. You know, sure, you don't have to pay the huge money to a Corbin Burns or a Max Fried. Love to have those guys, but that doesn't mean you have to go all the way down to the bottom of the barrel then. And now you're looking for one-year guys who are, they're unknowns, like Sugano. One-year deal could be great. No idea. He's only one start in. You know, who knows how he's going to transition to the majors. Charlie Morton, pretty good the last couple of years, but father time always wins. Why, if we can't have the big fish, why do we have to go all the way to the bottom? I mean, there's a ton of names in between there, and guys get overpaid, but at a certain point, it's the cost of doing business.
Well, it's a good point, Nolan. Who I'm blanking on the name right now. The guy with Texas.
Evaldi.
Yeah. That's the perfect example. He's a mid-level guy, and I even threw his name out to Mike Elias a year or two ago going into the winter at the post-press conference after he had beaten the Orioles. I said, was the team prepared to make an Evaldi deal, 3 years, $60 million, something like that? That's not Fried, but it's also not the one-year stopgap. And he said they were. Now, they haven't done that yet. They sort of did it with O'Neill. If he sticks around, he doesn't opt out. You know, sort of a mid-range deal. So, Bob, I think they're inching up to other stuff. Now, let me hit both you guys with this, because this shocked me. If this is accurate, so I'm going to present it that way.
If it's on Wikipedia, it probably is.
It's on Twitter, Brooksgate, and it's gotten about 1 million views, by the way. He took revenue for 2024 and team payroll for 2025, and then he said, what's the percent of your revenue directed to your payroll? In this statistic, the Orioles exceed the Yankees. The Orioles are 10th in baseball. 49.9% of their 2024 revenue, $366 million, going to 2025 payroll, which he has $183. For the Yankees, the revenue is $728 and the payroll is $362. That's 49.7%. That's less percentage of revenue to payroll. So it's showing us the disparity of the game, right? We already knew that.
Right.
But here it is in black and white if these numbers are accurate. And so percent of payroll on this stat, Baltimore is 10th, Yankees are 11th, Boston is 23rd. The Mets are first, the Mets, Dodgers, Blue Jays, Phillies, Arizona. That's the top five. And the Mets are 90%. $400 million payroll on $444 revenue. That's what he's got here. So these numbers are interesting. And I think if the Orioles are then in that 160, 180, Bob, that's a better neighborhood than 60 or 80, right?
Oh, you're not even realistically expected to compete unless
exactly.
your prospects all become all-stars.
So I think as a fan, you got to say it's trending in the right direction. Will the Orioles ever be 400 like the Mets? Doubtful. But they can't be 70 like the Rays and the Pirates.
And as you said earlier, the Orioles were all in to some level on Corbin Burns, but he's playing now. Correct me if I'm wrong, isn't their spring training home the city he actually lives in? And so Burns was always seemed destined yep. and desirous to go there. I believe he even initiated the conversations.
He did,
with
yes.
Arizona to make that thing happen. But they tried because they understood his importance, but I don't think Gunnar's signing until I would be floored if Gunnar Henderson signs an extension before he hits free agency. But Adley, given his age, not that he's ancient, but Gunnar could have two big paydays before he's all said and done. Adley might have one. So, I mean, what's the realistic, how strong are you going at Adley Rutschman, knowing that Basayo's going to come up and maybe bump him to first base when it's all said and done?
Right. If nobody wants to hear it right now and you read social media, it's been everywhere this week. You know, why can't we be the team that's giving out extensions? You know, everyone else is doing it. But context does matter, whether you want to ignore it or not. These guys are Boris clients. That has to matter. I'm sorry. I mean, if you're tired of hearing it, I'm with you, but it's still true. And your top three guys, at least for me, in terms of order of importance in re-signing, Gunnar, Adley, Westberg. Well, Gunnar and Westberg, they're Boris. Adley, I'm not so sure about, but again, you mentioned the age. He's got one chance in his career for a big payday. Why is he going to, you know, jump the gun on that? It wouldn't make sense. I mean, he's going to be, what, around 30 years old by the time he's eligible to sign a contract. So this is his one big swing. There's no reason for him to take money away from himself.
What do you think, Steve?
No, I agree with that. Unless the team just makes a whopper offer, I'm talking. We're not talking about $150 million. We're talking double that or more. If they're prepared to do that, you could probably get Gunnar and his people to have a conversation right now. But this kid's got a 900 OPS in his future, and maybe 1,000. You know, right now he's already top five MVP guy, and he might have one or two MVP awards in his future. And he's an elite player, offense and defense. I mean, his shortstop, he's going to clean up those errors that he's been making. And this guy's at the top of his game right now, so.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
His people are probably, unless they hear something starts with a three, they're not ready to have a conversation right now.
Come on, peeps, get those ears open. And real quick, Jackson Merrill, getting back to him, Zaverna Park. Grew up a Red Sox fan. It is what it is. Now in the Padres, $15 million a year. I mean, I think, doesn't Sagano make $15 million or Morton or somebody like that? I mean, Bob Nightingale said when we had him on a couple minutes ago, the Players Association tried to talk him out of it. And Steve, we can go old man here. When Messina signed the team-friendly deal with the Orioles in the late 90s, didn't Tom Glavine give him the business? Like, what are you doing? You're killing the market value for us.
Exactly.
The second time around, Messina obviously went with the big money. I mean, if you're Jackson Merrill, if I'm 21, you offer me that kind of dough, how do you say no to that sort of thing?
Well, what he's looking at is perhaps, and I don't speak for Jackson Merrill, a local kid, so congrats to him for that deal. You know, insurance against maybe an injury or something, a catastrophic injury, because he hasn't made the money yet. Your first 2 years, you make the minimum. Year three, you can get arbitration, and maybe you make 4 or 5. Year four, maybe you make 10. Then you make 18 or 20. So when you start doing the math and you count through 6 years, maybe he hasn't done that badly here. But then people are going, that guy could have made $300 million when he was a free agent. Maybe. But maybe, Bob, if he goes through 2 seasons where he plays like Adley did in the second half last year, then he's not having this conversation.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.